Okay, welcome everybody. So this is day one of the second week of the Gabriel Method Detox 2015, and this is the day that we start the mostly juice and liquid cleanse, where we're going to try to shut our digestion down as much as possible, get lots of nutrients, lots of hydration, cleanse our body, detoxify our body. It's an amazing, amazing experience. When you get into that detox state, that's what we're going to try to do. Let me bring in Coach Nadia, and we can get started. Nadia, are you there?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good, thanks.
Awesome. How's everything? Good?
Yep, very well. Very well. I'm excited to hear how everyone's been doing on day one.
I'm excited, too. Shannon's been sending me texts. Everybody's excited. Amped up. There's lots of questions. Lots of people reporting that they're not feeling hungry. And if you do it right, you will not experience hunger. But lots of times in the first couple of days, you can experience hunger. But it's usually probably by the third day, you're not experiencing it. But if you're hydrating yourself and nourishing yourself with good, solid, hydrating liquids, then there's a really good chance that it can come out really, really well, where you are not experiencing hunger and you're getting amazing detox benefits.
Yeah, definitely. The best detox cleanses that I've done are the ones where I focus on getting a lot of nourishment in my body on a regular basis so that my body doesn't have a chance to feel hungry.
Exactly. To reiterate something we've said several times last week, every half an hour or so, I'd say you want to be giving yourself some sort of liquid. It could be a juice, could be water, could be broth, could be super greens. And you want to let your body decide how much it wants. So it might just want a sip, but it might want glasses and glasses of water. Or you might want 2 or 3 8-ounce glasses of liquid or water. Just give your body the opportunity to decide how much it wants. It will definitely want more hydration this week. That's part of the cleanse mode, is you want lots and lots of liquid. Isn't that right, Nadia?
Yeah, definitely. And especially the first day or two, a lot of people find their body just wants a lot because you are transitioning off of eating. So in those first couple of days, you probably will find that you want a lot of things. And then that might, for a lot of people, that tapers off as you go forward.
That's true.
Yeah. And I read in the questions that there's a lot of people asking about that, I didn't get a chance to fit everything in because I was drinking all of this water, or I felt really full, and all sorts of questions like that. We're going to talk about that, but it's really about what you said, John, just listening to your body, giving your body something every half an hour or so, and then just letting your body tell you, do I want more or is that enough? Do I feel full? Am I okay for now, or do I need more?
Yeah, if you let yourself go thirsty, it will translate as hunger, by the way. So you do want to give yourself as much liquid as you need. We've also seen comments. I saw comments in our support group Facebook. People were asking questions about, I don't have this juice, or I can't get coconut water. It doesn't matter what juices you have. We'll go over the schedule that we suggested, but only with the proviso that you understand that it's just a suggested schedule. You don't have to have the same juice that we recommend or we drink. You don't have to do it at the times. You may not want to juice at all. You may just love the super greens and that's all you want. It doesn't matter. Your body will tell you, as long as you keep as much liquid going in as possible.
Yeah, I really like reinforcing that, because I want everyone to just relax with the schedule and know that that's a guideline, like you said. And whatever you can get in your area, you can make your juices with whatever greens are available to you, and whatever herbal teas you can find. There's lots of ways to make this your own.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about where we are in the schedule. So last week we had our webinars for pre-cleanse. This week now we're on our first webinar, getting started in the cleanse. And we will have webinars every day this week. So any questions that you have as you're going forward, we're going to be here to help you. So let's go over the daily schedule once again with the caveats that it is just a suggestion. So we're suggesting, this is one I would suggest. It doesn't matter what time you wake up. So we're saying 7 a.m., but it doesn't, whatever time you wake up is what time you wake up. But we are suggesting that when you wake up, you do the visualization. That is probably the most important thing out of this entire schedule, because if you do that, your body will then be your guide in this detox process, because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be communicating to your body that you are indeed in a detox. Your body will understand that, And it'll be much quicker to transition into this detox mode and say, okay, I need this or I don't need that. So then we're talking about within an hour, but I would say before that, pretty much as soon as you get up, you have some sort of liquid. Here we're suggesting a juice and a detox tea with some sort of coconut oil, but that's just a suggestion. Any type of juice, it could be lemon water, it could be apple cider vinegar, it could be just juice, it could be super greens, pretty much anything. Then as you see, we're suggesting you having a juice every couple of hours, an omega-3 drink at 2 o'clock, a few more juices, a detox soup at night. Again, as I mentioned, when I did my last detox, I was just having detox soup the whole time. That's what I was living off. I was having it in the morning. I just had it in a coffee cup all day as I was writing, and I just sat and I wrote, and I wrote for hours a day, and I just sipped detox soup. So that was my thing. But this is the schedule we put together as sort of like a one-size-fits-all, but you really do have to make it your own. The other thing, the evening visualization is very important. But the visualizations in the morning and the evening, that to me are the most important things. Do you agree, Nadia?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that is that support that we talked about several times already, and that's the way you support yourself. You get that, you bring that inner support. You get your whole subconscious self in line with what you're doing, and it does really help to make the day go smoother, to make everything just more successful. We've talked about how visualization is helpful for other things in life too, and the cleanse is no different. It really, really does help. And John, I just want to say, I am not seeing the slide moving on my webpage, so I don't know if that's just on my computer. I just want to make sure that there's not a glitch.
Aaron, are we seeing slides moving? Because I've been moving the slides here. Let me just check that out. Stay with me.
John, just realized that page.
Is that Aaron?
Reloading Skype. The slide control page.
Just refresh it or reload it?
Reload the whole thing.
Okay. Okay, can you see it?
On my computer, it's still showing the first page. I'll refresh page.
How about now?
We go. No, that now it's good. Now we're on the daily schedule page.
Okay, good. All right, so thanks for mentioning that. So we've gone through this daily thing where we started with the visualization and then juices and detox teas throughout the day. And again, these are just suggestions, right? So let's go to in my opinion, a more important slide, and that is the slide that says make it your own. That's really more important than this slide. If you can see, I'm just now going back to the schedule. Can you see the daily schedule? Are we back to that?
Yeah.
So this daily schedule, again, I didn't have this. My last detox, when I was having the detox soup, I was just drinking it all day long. There was no schedule. And the one that I just finished, the detox that I just finished, every time I wanted a juice, I would have a juice. I had a lot of juices, probably 5 juices a day. I always had super greens ready for me. And I just drank pretty much every hour, every half hour, I had something to drink. So that's really what you want to be doing. Let me just see what – I'm getting messages here from Den. Stay with me 1 second. Let's see. Just sitting there, someone. Okay. All right. Good. So you know what? Let's bring Dan in. We do have lots of questions, and we'll try to start answering those. And that's really what these webinars, more than anything for this week, are designed for. So let's bring Dan in if we can.
Hi, John. Hi, Nadia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Dan.
Hi. Okay, yes, heaps of questions. Some people have already started, so obviously their comments on what they're doing, and others are getting ready for tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Can you just reiterate that if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's Monday, so you've started, because there's a few people who are a bit confused, obviously, because the way we're talking, we've already started, and they're concerned that they've missed a day.
Right. So I'm in Australia, and it's Monday morning here. And so for the people in Australia, they're all starting Monday morning. The people in the U.S. and Northern Hemisphere, it's Sunday night, so you will be starting tomorrow. And that's why people are commenting how they're feeling good, because it's already, it's first thing in the morning, and they've begun the cleanse. But those of you in the Northern Hemisphere would be starting tomorrow morning.
And some people have started today already. So some people, this is the end of the first day for them.
Okay. It almost doesn't matter, but we will take it day by day, and wherever you are in the process is fine.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Jennifer asks, I just wanted to say that I'm already seeing noticeable changes in my skin, and I think it has everything to do with just a few days of cleaner food. Thanks for this. My question is, it's been mentioned that we want to avoid fiber next week. I usually put nuts and ground chia and flax seeds in my juices. Should I assume that this is not okay this week?
Just leave it alone for this week. For the cleanse week, just leave it for just the cleanse week. Have it be mostly just juices. The only fiber there is, when you do have that chia shake, and I don't recommend you have the chia shake all day, but if you have it once throughout the day, it's all right. Once or twice, but that's the only fiber. Other than that, I'd like your juices just to be juices. I'd like to make your digestion as easy as possible, and the juices are just they are just nutrients just going right into your cells. We really want to give your digestion as much of a break as we can.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And when you have the juices, when they're just juices by themselves, that's when your body can, the nutrients from the juices can almost immediately get absorbed into your cells. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that nourishment while you're cleansing.
Okay. And just to reiterate, if I can, then once again, in my experience with detoxing, once you get into that kind of detox mode, the only time you're going to experience hunger is when you're not drinking enough liquids. So what I would sometimes experience some hunger, and then I'd drink some a liquid, a juice or a broth or something, and then instantly feel satisfied. So keep that liquid going in.
Okay. What about the urge to chew on something?
Yeah, so this week, we want to do liquid as much as possible and see where that goes, because that urge, when you are crunching, you're activating your digestion, and part of the detox mode is to shut your digestion down and cleanse. Your body allocates tremendous amount of energy toward cleansing that it normally doesn't once your digestion shut down. The act of chewing is signaling to the body that there's solid food and that we need to allocate resources for digestion. So, go ahead.
That desire to chew is also part of that transition process. So these first couple days is when your body is transitioning out of eating, chewing, digesting food into cleansing mode, where it's mostly liquids and your digestion is taking a rest. So a lot of you might find that that urge to chew will go away. That is something that you're used to doing every day. And so it is something that you're moving into something different now.
Right.
Okay. Edward asked an interesting question. What are the benefits of the cleanse as far as our body and system? What specific items are being cleansed? What organs? And what can we expect to be different after the cleanse?
So all of your organs are being cleansed. Everything. Your liver is being cleansed, your spleen, your kidney, your pancreas, certainly your intestines, your small intestine, your large intestine, your stomach. Also, your intestines are being healed of rips and tears and inflammation. And that's really one of the most important things, because when you repair that, you have less chronic inflammation. And it's the chronic inflammation that causes the hormonal signals that cause you to gain weight. See, chronic inflammation, either from toxins or from rips and tears in your intestines or from unfriendly bacteria in your intestines, all three of those things will cause chronic inflammation, which causes hormones. They're called pro-inflammatory cytokines that basically cause you to gain weight. More than anything else in the world, these pro-inflammatory cytokines cause you to gain weight. And so we're looking to reduce chronic low-grade inflammation by detoxifying the body, because once again, the toxins that cause inflammation, by healing leaky gut, which this process will also do, so that toxins aren't being leaked into your bloodstream, or undigested food isn't being leaked into your bloodstream, which effectively is a toxin, and by killing off all the unfriendly bacteria and then eventually replacing it with friendly bacteria, because it's the unfriendly bacteria that also causes the inflammation. So the net result when you are done is you will have a body that has less toxins. You will have organs that function smoother and more efficiently. You will have intestines that are cleaner and more solid, less rips and tears in the membranes, you will have a body that's producing less hormonal signals that cause you to gain weight. You'll have more energy, more clarity. Your cells, the cell linings will be healed so that you'll feel younger. It's like going at least 10 years back in time is my experience. And it will be much easier for you to maintain your weight. Once you lose weight during the detox, maybe you have a little rebound over the next couple of days. But then after that, if you keep up with having lots of friendly bacteria, doing lots of visualizations and eating real foods, it'll be much, much easier for you to lose weight because mechanically your body will be more able to lose weight because it won't have the hormonal signals that cause you to gain weight. Nadia, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I love everything you said. It's basically doing cleanses like this is setting the foundation for success as you move forward. And the way I like to think of it is, there's so many things happening in your body, so many different processes happening. And digestion, aside from acute crisis, digestion takes priority over everything. So whenever you put food in your body, everything else sort of gets put on the back burner so that your body can focus on that food and digest it. Now that we're having this cleanse with no solid food, your digestion gets a complete rest. So everything else that normally would have been put on the back burner when you're digesting food, now your body can focus on those things. So whatever, for each person, that's going to be different, but whatever in your body needs attention, every single one of us has toxins that need eliminating from our system. So that will get attention, and anything else that your body needs to attend to will get the time to do that now.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you. Victoria asks, I had to start my cleanse early and had already been on an effectively pre-cleanse 2 weeks before I joined the GM detox. So I began cleansing on Saturday. I've been following John's advice to listen to your body and drinking smaller, more frequent juices and broths. I wondered if it's okay to have more than two omega drinks a day.
It's fine.
Okay.
Make it your own. You make the detox. Once you're 2 days into it, make it your own. Listen to your body.
Okay. Now this is a question I think a lot of people are probably worrying about, thinking about. Anya says, tomorrow's a work day. Having everything at home today has been great, but doing it at work tomorrow, I'm a little nervous. Could we please talk about some strategies for detox during work office hours? And Jacqueline has also asked the same question.
Yeah, thank you both, Anya and Jacqueline. Great, great question. So you will be moving slower. You will need to allow yourself some rest time. If you can communicate to the people that you're working with that just this week, you are going to be moving a little bit slower and get some support from them, that would be fabulous, although we can't always count on that. But in the cases that you can do that, that would be really, really fabulous. But make sure if there's a refrigerator or at the office or some way that you have everything lined up for you. So everything that you're planning on drinking throughout the day that you have at your fingertips, you don't want to have to go out and get it. You don't want to have to think about it. In the middle of the workday, you want everything at your fingertips. So broths, juices, super greens, shakes, can you bring them with you? I would do it ideally I would do it like with shakes. I would do it so that you have several different shakers that you take with you, maybe three or four that just have the powders in it and they're ready to go. A couple with the juices in them or the broths ready, or a thermos with the broth ready to go. You want to have everything at your fingertips. It's also really great if you have the opportunity to just sit maybe for 10 minutes every hour or every 2 hours and just do nothing on a park bench or at your desk, but you are going to feel the need to do that. So if you can do that, that would be great. Nadia, what do you think?
Yeah, support your body as much as you can. Some people are talking about what they can do to warm their things up at work. The word microwave has been mentioned, and I want to suggest that people really avoid using a microwave. That's going to the microwaves really deplete the nutrients in anything that you put in there. So instead of using a microwave, you mentioned a thermos, which is a great idea. Bring your broths in a thermos or warm them up if there's a sink at work and you can fill it up with hot water and just put the bottle of broth in there to warm up a little bit. I've also drank the broth at room temperature, which is fine too if that works for you.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Or a tea kettle, Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Claudine asks, I started today too, feeling good for now. Wondering how many ounces approximately for each juice, 8 or 12. Is it okay to add some coconut water to the juice to make it taste better?
Yeah, yes, it is okay. And I want to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a second, the slides about, once again, reiterating about juices that don't have too much sugar in it. Coconut water is fine to put in there. But I saw some people asking questions in our support group Facebook about, I don't have coconut water, and people are saying you can put just regular sugar in or this or that. Don't put sugar in your juices if you can. And if you don't, there was one juice in particular people were asking about that we mentioned, the coconut water kale juice. If you can't make that juice, it's not the end of the world. You don't have to make all of the juices. So don't go out of your way to look for ingredients that you don't have. Just use ingredients that you do have. Adding coconut water, a little bit of coconut water in your juice is not a bad thing on balance. What do you say, Nadia?
Yeah, and if you are sourcing coconut water, make sure you read the ingredients and you're getting one that doesn't have added sugar into it.
Also, ones that aren't pasteurized. It's very strange, but they pasteurize coconut water. Try to get coconut water that's not pasteurized. One of the best ways to do it is to take the whole live coconut and cut it open.
Right.
But you want those live ingredients. You don't want it to be pasteurized.
Okay. Laura asks a question about the beet juice. I know that the juices are supposed to be green. The beet juice obviously isn't green. Can I drink this particular juice all day, or should I limit it to once a day and make different juices? And then she says, the beetroot juice calls for one whole green apple. Is it okay to drink this more than once throughout the day?
Make it your own. Just understand the concepts and the principles. You know, when we put beets or apples or carrots in a juice, it's to make it palatable. It's not necessarily for the detox benefits or the nutrition benefits, although there is some nutrients in beets. But you have to make it your own. And if that's what's working for you, then absolutely, then do it.
Okay. Well, Sarah asked an interesting question about bone broth.
Yes.
I've made a gorgeous bone broth, and I wonder if I should be skimming the fat off the top. And if not, can I blend it to make it feel creamy, like tea?
Yeah, you can blend it, and that fat's actually very nutritious and healing for your intestines. What do you say, Nadia?
Every time I've made bone broth, I've always skimmed that off, and I save it later for cooking. So
okay.
That's just how I've done it.
Okay.
Okay. But maybe this week people might be craving a little bit of that extra texture in the soup.
What I would do actually, Ben, if I could say, is I would see how you feel, how your stomach feels, because I actually, about 10 days into a detox, had some bone broth, and I felt like it was too taxing on my digestion. I could feel it in my stomach, giving me a little bit of an upset stomach, and I stopped having it. And that could have been just because fat does require some digestion. So see how you feel with it. If it does bother you, then yes, skimming the fat off of it will make it much easier to digest for this week.
Okay. Elaine asks, can I keep drinking kombucha during the detox or wait until afterwards?
What do you say, Nadia?
So kombucha is a great drink. The only thing with kombucha, especially the ones that are sold in the stores, are you want them to be fully fermented. And a lot of the ones, actually almost all of the ones that I've ever bought from a store here, they are very sweet. And that, to me, tells me that it's not fully fermented or there's added sugar to it. So typically when the fermentation process is fully complete, your kombucha should be sort of tangy or sour. Okay. If you think of like sauerkraut juice, the brine from sauerkraut, it should taste, have a similar taste to that.
I want to just talk about that for a second. And yeah, that's exactly right. See, what happens is the healthy bacteria eat the sugar in the kombucha. And if it's fully fermented, it should be sour, not sweet. I recently started having the brine from sauerkraut and from kimchi. There's a producer, a really good producer of fermented vegetables here in the Sunshine, in Queensland, here in the Sunny Coast. And they're selling the brine as a liquid. And I find in the afternoons, when you get that slump, that 3 or 4 o'clock slump and your blood sugar's down and you want some kind of something sweet, I find if I drink that first, the second I drink it, I don't want sweet anymore. It's almost like the sour totally cancels out the need for this sweet. It's actually unreal. And it's only a recent discovery that I've had this. Have you found that to be the case?
I've been doing that a lot lately too. What I do is the sauerkraut that I get, I squeeze out all the liquid from it, and then the sauerkraut, the solid part of the sauerkraut, I actually put that through our juicer to juice even more liquid out of it. So I fill up bottles of sour, I call it kraut juice, and I just put bottles of kraut juice in our fridge, and I have that a lot. And I find it really, really nourishing and satisfying.
It instantly kills the sugar craving. It's the weirdest thing in the world. It's not like you have it and then you're full, so you don't want sugar. You know, that kind of theory. You're not crowding out. There's something else that happens. It's almost like your body really wants sour.
Well, it's almost that a lot of the candida and yeast and over the gut flora that's imbalanced, a lot of that stuff has us craving sugar. And then when you drink, eat fermented foods or drink kraut juice, you know, that is feeding the friendly bacteria. So you're helping to rebalance that. And when that is balanced more, then you're not craving sugar when you don't actually need it.
It's so instantaneous. It's shocking. Because I've had that, you know, that 3 or 4 o'clock sugar slump where, you know, blood sugar slump where you want something sweet where, you know, maybe I have some nuts, maybe I have some animal protein, something, but there's still a little bit of something, you know, lingering need to have something sweet. You know, do you know what I'm talking about, Nadia?
I do.
And it's just not, you know, you're trying to block it out with protein or fat or nutrients, and it still lingers. But when you have really sour, I mean, this is something that you would never think to drink because it's really sour. And you drink it, it's just instant. Like, it's instant how you don't want sugar. It's almost, it's magical, really.
And what's really nice too, not for this week, of course, but when you're eating again, is to almost every meal you have, just put a little bit of something fermented on your plate, almost as a garnish on your plate.
Yeah.
And having
that's the best thing in the world you can do going forward, is to have some kind of fermented veggies
or
a little fermented drink like that, you know, really
and
sour
think,
fermented
yeah.
drink with
and
your
I
meal.
Think that it really helps to balance things out, whatever meal you're having, and it helps to reduce any of those cravings that come afterwards. Because I know exactly what you're talking about, though, that want for sweet afterwards.
And the way it balances it, right? The way it just cancels it out. I won't even say balances, it just neutralizes it, cancels it out. You know, they did a study, I don't know, they've been studying this now for, it's really the last couple of years that that cutting edge integrative medicine is getting into understanding the flora and the gut and the intestines. And they did a study recently where they found that basically whatever the flora was that was produced in your, that was created in your intestines the first two or three years of life, that tends to be the flora that dominates in your intestines almost no matter what you do. And I say almost. The reason I say almost is if you make a real effort to change it, you can change it, but you have to make a real effort. You can't just say, okay, I took a probiotic and I'm all better. You've got to fight on a daily basis to change the intestinal, the flora in your intestines. So when you're doing this detox, you're getting a clean slate, which is fabulous. So you're killing all of those bacteria that maybe weren't the best ones in the world that you developed when you were younger. And now you get a chance. And if you have fermented foods with your meals and fermented drinks, you are going to be on a daily basis just reinforcing it. And eventually you can change it, but it takes that type of daily reinforcement. Do you agree, Nadia?
Yeah, it is. It is about, you know, trying to get that balance as you move forward. And this cleanse is fantastic for that because it's going to heighten your taste buds. It's going to rebalance that gut flora, so it'll make it easier for you to make those really great choices as we move forward.
Yeah. Okay. Then.
Okay. Laura asks, why can we not drink sparkling water during the cleanse week?
You can have sparkling water. I don't know why we said that, who or where we heard that. Did we hear that or did we say that?
I don't recommend sparkling water during the cleanse.
Okay.
I don't.
Wait, why is that?
Because what I found is that the carbonation that's in the water actually is acidic. So your body has to work to counter that. So if you're drinking a lot of carbonation, like a little bit is fine, and especially if it's naturally carbonated. Sometimes there's places on the earth where naturally carbonated water comes out. Definitely that would probably be better than the other thing because it's balanced with more nutrients. A water that man has put carbonation in, I find it quite acidic in the body. And so you're putting that acidic drink in the body, and then your body has to work to balance that and buffer it.
Well, yeah, so
that's the only
reason
I suggest not having it during the cleanse.
Okay, so that one's a little bit of a controversial point then, because for me, I find them really good. I have naturally sparkling water a lot during a detox. And I find that it feels really good. Also, I would have thought the carbonation would have been alkaline, not acid. So it's worth looking into and doing some research. But so that point is not a point that I think we can be certain one way or the other, 100%. I find that it works really well for me. So if it's working well for you, I don't see it as a huge problem.
Okay. Jennifer says, I was really worried that I would not be able to make it, but I have been okay so far. However, I have noticed that the back of my knees are a bit swollen. Is this due to drinking too much liquid? I'm not sure if others are going through the same. It would be great to hear your feedback.
No, I would say that that's part of the detoxification. There's probably some sort of things in your joints and your knees that are being released, you know, fragments and calcium deposits and things like that. That may be what's happening. What would you say, Nadia?
Yeah, I would think that as well. And you just want to support your body as your body is trying to eliminate those things. So you want to make sure that you're drinking a lot of water. Make sure that you're supporting yourself if you're tired and you need rest.
Yeah.
Try and get some movement because you want, especially if things are coming out in your joints, you want to have your joints moving so that the lymphatic system can move that toxic debris around your body to where your body can eliminate it. And again, we said this on the other webinar, but when I say movement, I don't mean cardio movement, just things like soft yoga stretches or light rebounding jumping on a rebounder, light walking, light swimming, things like that, just so that your joints are moving. Massage is also really good. Dry skin brushing is really good. But most of all, drinking lots of water and getting the rest that you need to.
Yeah, so that's another thing we did when I think it was Adam asked the question about what are the benefits of detox. And I was talking about all the different ways it reduces inflammation. The other thing it helps do is release calcium deposits and other debris in your joints. And those calcium deposits and debris cause inflammation also. So you're going to be cleaning out all of your joints and your ligaments so that there's less inflammation there as well.
Okay. Thank you. There's obviously a few people who have started are starting to feel headachy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you've mentioned before that this is quite normal, but have you got any suggestions?
Well, the liquid, the more you're bringing liquids into your system, the less you're going to be suffering those symptoms. So, what do you say, Nadia?
Yeah, make sure you're continuing flushing by getting those liquids in. Make sure that you're getting enough in so you're not letting huge gaps in the day, long hours go by where you're not having anything. Make sure, like we said before, every half hour, make sure you're sipping on something, you're getting enough in. Get lots of rest, because your body is working hard on a cellular level and it does require rest while you're doing this. So watch how much rest you're getting. Try and see if you can schedule in more rest. Epsom salt baths are great. They're really nice and relaxing, and they can help as well to move toxins through your body. And just continue to support your body. It will. A lot of people do feel a lot of the headaches and nausea and queasiness, achiness the first couple of days, and then for a lot of people that shifts.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wendy asks, which visualizations do we use in the morning, and is it okay to use other visualizations in the evening besides the evening one?
Yeah, you can use any visualization at any time, and you can't go wrong. So just the process of getting into a visualized state and also actively imagining the desired outcome that you want throughout the day and throughout the week is going to benefit you. But we did create specific visualizations for the detox that are in the members area. Dan, do you know where those are, or Nadia? They're in the members area under on the menu. There should be some visualizations.
Yeah, down the right hand side.
On the right hand side.
I can't remember which title they're under.
Okay.
Kathy says, I understand that the schedule and the juices are only suggestions, but I'm curious why it is suggested to have a juice and detox tea instead of just one or the other. Is it for some other beneficial reason?
Yeah. So, Nadia, what do you think?
No, that you can definitely just have a juice by itself. Have a juice by itself, let your body have that juice, and then the next time you're ready for something, have a detox tea. You certainly don't need to have them all together.
Okay.
Adam asks, so you're talking about how detoxing releases things from the joints as well. Can we possibly see an improvement in arthritis?
That's 100%. Of course we can.
Yeah. Okay. Robin asks, can I blend the peppermint tea and the chamomile tea to make a detox tea?
100%.
Yeah. Yep.
This is part of making it your own. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Adam says that he's having a few problems with the visualizations. He can't seem to focus.
Yeah, that's okay. So these are good questions. Just listen to the visualization. Just play them. Let your mind wander. Visualization is one of those things you get better and better. If you can't see the white light, if you can't see what I'm imagining, if you're not focusing, it doesn't matter. It's what's important is you play them and you listen. You just listen to them, and it can be as passive as you want. You can be lying in bed and listening to them. That's totally fine. Your mind and subconscious mind are soaking up the suggestions, and to the extent that you are actively participating in the visualization, that's great, but otherwise you're still getting tremendous benefit. Don't worry about that at all.
Okay. Christina says, should we strain or squeeze the pulp of the vegetables from the broth to get the water out of those as well, or should we only strain and then just keep the broth, the clear broth?
Okay. Yeah, Nadia?
Yeah, you can squeeze if you want to. You don't have to, of course, but if you want to, you can, yeah.
Okay. So Dan, let me go through a couple of more of the slides from the webinar, and we'll bring you back in just a little while, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. And Nadia, let me know if I'm switching to the next slide. Let me know if you can't see them. So Ben, we'll just go through these quickly. So we talked a lot about the importance of juicing mostly vegetables and not real sweet things, because that sugar goes into your system too quickly, and that can work against us. So we want things like cucumber, celery, spinach, chard, and kale, I would say, in moderation, because of they have certain things in them that can cause problems if you juice them too much. But cucumber, celery, we talk about lemon, ginger, putting things like turmeric and mint and basil in the juices. We talked a lot about that in some of the other webinars. And also what happens when there's too much sweet in your juice, it can cause a lot of problems if you're juicing it. You know, like, so if you're just eating fruit, for example, or carrots or beets, the rate at which the sugar goes into your system is very manageable. But because it's a juice, it goes in too quickly, and that can cause a problem. So you want to be a little bit careful with that. So is that right, Nadia?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the whole point of keeping them green, is to not raise your blood sugar and to keep everything nice and balanced this week and as you move forward as well.
Right. And we talk about the omega-3s. We're having the chia drink. Omega-3s are great for reducing inflammation and with hormonal balance. There's good fiber in there to help. We don't want to have too much fiber. This is actually a really good way to have fiber. So having one of those omega-3 shakes once or twice a day is a great thing to do. The coconut oil is really good. It helps regulate your metabolism, and it helps give you some nourishment, and is also anti-inflammatory. So,
yeah, the cleanse is a great time to get a lot of these oils in, because your body isn't dealing with a lot of other things. And you're in cleanse mode, your digestion is getting a nice rest. Now when you have the omega shakes, your body is really getting a chance to make use of those omega-3 acids without having to worry about anything else.
Right. And really what we're trying to do is we're trying to shift your body from sugar burning to fat burning. And the more that we're introducing healthy fats and nutrients and going away from relying on sugar all day, the better your body gets at burning fat. What happens is in a modern diet, because we're eating sugar all day, we actually lose the ability to burn fat. And that's one of the biggest problems. You know, a lot of people go on a diet and they say, I'm eating nothing and I'm not losing weight. Well, you actually lose the ability to burn fat. What happens is you develop something called insulin resistance. Your insulin levels go up, and insulin stops your body from producing the hormones that burn fat, because your insulin levels are chronically elevated, and that's from a lot of things. It can be from inflammation and stress, but also from eating a high sugar diet. You get to this place where you lose the ability to burn fat. We're trying to shift that a little bit, so your body becomes more and more reliant on fat. And the interesting thing is, if you feed your body healthy fats, it will convert that to sugar. And it'll do it in such a way that you don't develop this insulin resistance and these elevated insulin levels. And then when your body needs more nutrients or more energy and you're not giving it food, it can then burn the fat that's on your body, which is really what it's all about. And we're trying to shift to this kind of place where you're relying more on fat.
Yeah, I think of the cleanse as a reset. You're getting back to the way the body works the most beneficially, the most efficiently. And doing the detox like this, it resets. It's a reset on an emotional level. It's a reset on a physical level. It's a reset on the hormonal level. It just really, really helps to get you back to that place to set the foundation for success as you move forward.
Absolutely. This is a really important point, too. And let me know if you're still seeing my slides move. It
should say
stay warm there. Yeah. So staying warm, especially for those of us that are in the southern climates, southern hemispheres, you want to wear layers. You want to drink most of your liquids as warm. Even the super greens you can put in warm water, not boiling water, but warm water. Warm teas, warm broths. You want to keep warm water going into your body. You want to wear lots of layers. When the sun is out, and the sun does come out nicely in the southern hemisphere at certain times, when the sun is out, be great to expose your skin to some sunlight. My routine was I would be drinking warm teas and even super greens with warm water throughout the morning, and then around 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock when the sun was at its peak, I would go out and walk on the beach without my shirt on for about 5 or 10 minutes and feel the sun on my skin, and that's giving you vitamin D, which are nutrients and nourishment, and then I would rug up again. That's the type of thing that you want to do when you're in the, for those of you in the southern hemisphere and those of you in the northern hemisphere, get out and experience some sun, and otherwise make sure you stay warm. You will need more clothing and more external warmth to feel warm than you otherwise would, because your body is allocating all of its resources toward detoxing, and the amount of energy that it normally produced to keep you warm, it doesn't want to do that. It wants to allocate the energy toward detoxing. So if you can assist your body by staying warm, that's really important.
This is all about you're putting a lot of effort into doing this cleanse, and so you want to get the most benefit from it. And this slide is all about that. So just if you can keep your body warm, then you're helping your body to focus on detoxing and not on keeping you warm. The other thing I wanted to mention too about getting out in the sun is it's a really, really nice idea when you are getting that sun to take your sunglasses off, or if you've got contacts in your eyes, or even if you wear prescription glasses, take those off for some minutes so that you can get some sun directly into your eyes. That's a really important way that we get the nourishment from the sun.
Yeah, and obviously don't look right at the sun. But what Nadia is saying is the sun reflecting off of the water or the sand or the earth, just the passive sunlight going into your eyes is really good. But definitely don't look directly in the sun. Okay. As we talked about, Nadia, several times, these first couple of days are when the detox symptoms come up, especially if you're drinking coffee, if you smoke, if you eat a very high processed diet. These are the days that you're going to be feeling it. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. So you really, really need to get as much rest as you can. Keep those liquids going. Pay attention to what your body's telling you. So, if you're feeling cold, make sure you get warm. If you're feeling headachy, if you're feeling dizzy or fatigued, make sure you lie down and get some rest. Be careful, too, when you are moving quickly. So if you're lying down and you're standing up into a sitting position, a lot of times when you're cleansing, your blood pressure changes a little bit, so you can feel that lightheadedness or that dizziness a little bit more often. So move slowly, especially if you're coming in and out of a sauna or anything like that. After the first couple of days, a lot of people will find that a lot of these symptoms, it gets easier. If that doesn't happen for you, that's completely okay, too. You just means that that's the experience you're having on this cleanse. And it's always different. It's different for each person, and it's different for the same person from cleanse to cleanse as well.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything nasty if you're feeling these detox symptoms as we move past day two. It just means that's what's happening for you, and you just need to support your body as much as you can.
Right. And we're going to be here, and that's what we said. That's why we're having webinars every single day, is to support you, to try to get all of your questions answered. And on that note, I will bring Den back in, and we'll try to answer some more of the questions that you have for today.
Hi, John. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. LJ asks, is slippery elm classed as fiber and best to avoid this week? Also, daily I use a teaspoon of probiotic coconut powder, and it says it contains 2.34 grams of sugar in the teaspoon. So should I go off this for the detox?
So the slippery elm is great to have, actually, because it repairs your digestion. So that's actually a really good thing to have. I'm not sure about your probiotic. Sometimes the probiotics have sugars in them to actually feed the bacteria. And the same way as we were talking about with the kombucha, when you start out by giving the kombucha sugar, but then the bacteria eat the sugar and it should taste sour. With the probiotics, you don't really know unless you can actually taste it. If it's a powder and it tastes sweet. then that could be, that's probably not the best probiotic in the world to have, because frankly, there's no reason to have sugar in your probiotics other than to feed your probiotics. If they don't taste, if it's a powder and it doesn't taste sweet at all, it means that the probiotics have actually eaten that sugar, and that's why it was there. And that, in that case, that's okay. What do you think, Nadia? Nadia, there?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Am I coming through?
No, you weren't coming through. You are now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with everything you said about the probiotics and the slippery elm. That all sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Carla asks, does all of this really happen in just 5 days? How is it that we only need to do this once a year? Also, can you ever eat dirty food again, like if you're at a family function or you want a piece of your birthday cake?
Yeah, so you can all, you know, we're living in the world and you do, you know, you eat whatever foods that you eat, but a 5-day detox, if you think about it, you've never done it before, and yes, the answer is so much can happen in those 5 days. Do you agree, Nadia?
Oh, without a doubt, so much can happen. And really, this is about, you're doing this once a year, maybe twice a year, but basically once a year. And the cleanse is important. It's great. It sets that foundation. And then as you move forward, your body, as you're making diet and lifestyle choices in between your cleanses, you know, that's when your body gets to incorporate all that you did during the cleanse. Yeah. And it's not that you can never have, quote unquote, bad food again. It's that as you move forward, you'll probably start to crave that stuff less. And, you know, I know nowadays if I go to, say, a family birthday party and there's cake there, if I have even just one little bite of it, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Almost immediately, my stomach sort of just doesn't feel good. My body tells me right away that I don't want it. It doesn't feel good, and it really doesn't even taste good. And it wasn't always like that for me, but, you know, it's to that point now. And you might find that those changes happen, especially after the cleanse.
Right, and it's to that point with me too, Nadia, and I think everybody that knows me knows that it wasn't always like that for me, because for me, I did crave all kinds of junk food, and now I just legitimately don't crave it. And what I've discovered is that your body is going to, whatever's predominant in your body is going to want to continue. So if ill health, unfriendly bacteria, acidic environment, and a toxic environment is predominant in your body is going to crave foods that support that. The bacteria in your intestines live off of that, and they're going to crave that. And the acidicness in your body is going to continue and want to continue in that state. And then when health predominates, you are going to want to naturally continue that. So you will start to crave foods that support your healthy bacteria and your alkaline environment in your body and your detoxified state. So it becomes a very natural, organic thing. So when I look at me and I think, wow, can I never eat dirty food again? The answer is I can eat it whatever I want, but I never want to eat dirty food. And I'm never what you're calling dirty food. I never want to eat it. It actually gives me such an upset stomach. It's so repulsive. And that is because I'm really, really healthy. If you look at a baby that just starts eating, you give them a grapefruit, for example. Like my daughter, the first food that she loved was grapefruit. She loved grapefruit. And if she came across anything that was kind of sweet or junk food or chocolate when she was a baby, she instantly rejected it. Now, you know, then you go on to preschool and birthday parties and chocolates and cereals and all this kind of stuff. Everything changes all of a sudden. Then she didn't want grapefruit anymore. She wanted just cereal and chocolates and things like that. And it's the exact same with all of us. When we're really healthy, we do not crave junk food. So let's see what happens with you. Let's see what happens when you get to that party, because you may find, oh, there's that food. And then you try it and you go, oh, this tastes like cardboard. It's giving me an upset stomach. And that is really where you want to be. You want to be at a place where your body naturally craves healthiness and your body naturally wants to be thin. And that's what we're working toward.
Okay. Well, you've basically answered Adam's question, but I just thought I'd state it so that if you wanted to add anything. How is it that spending 40 years messing up my system can be fixed in a 5 to 6 day detox?
It so can. It's just unreal. I mean, your body just spends time cleansing and cleansing and cleansing. and you're getting rid of the unfriendly bacteria, you're getting rid of years of toxins. You're not going to get rid of all 40 years of toxins, but you're going to get rid of 10 years of toxins. As a general rule, I'd say, you're getting rid of lots and lots of stuff, and you are on the road. The best thing to do, though, Adam, once you get out of the detox, is to run with the ball. So if you get out of the detox and you go to McDonald's, it's not going to be long before you're right back into this place where the unfriendly bacteria, they're going to proliferate like crazy, and you're going to be back in that state. But if you run with the ball and live what I call a detoxifying lifestyle, and a detoxifying lifestyle, and we'll talk a lot about this, is when you are eliminating more toxins than you're taking in. So if you look at my day, for example, I'm having lots of super greens, I'm having lots of juices, I'm having lots of food, I'm having lots of calories, I'm having lots of fats. I'm having all those things, probably as much or more than most people, certainly more than most people, I'd say. But most of my food is organic, so I'm having lots of salads that are organic. I'm having grass-fed beef that doesn't have pesticides and it's not fed grains and doesn't have hormones and all of these different things. I'm having healthy anti-inflammatory oils like chia seeds oils, like sprouts, fermented foods, and lots of juices, and I am taking in less toxins than I am eliminating, so that I'm not just getting to this place where I detoxify for 5 days and then I load back up on toxins the rest of the year and detoxify again. I'm at a place where I'm always getting less toxin. I'm always getting more and more detoxified as time goes on. So I'm getting healthier and healthier. That's what I would want for you. I'd want for you to have this as a starting point to start living a detoxifying lifestyle. And then everything just happens on its own. And it's such an incredible experience, having been on both sides of the tracks. It's such an incredible experience to go to a party, as one of the people was just questioning, go to the party and legitimately not want that cake. But if there was like an organic cake, a raw cake that was only made out of organic nuts and seeds and fruits, to have that and crave that as opposed to the Twinkies or the store-bought cake, to legitimately crave health is just the greatest experience in the world. And that's what we're working toward. And it comes from, after this detox, continue to add the things that will nourish your body, support your digestion, support your friendly bacteria, detoxify your body. Continue to add those things and watch as the other things start to fall off more and more.
Okay, thank you. Well, Lisa then says, how is it that bad enzymes are being counteracted
They're being killed. They got nothing to eat. In other words, the bacteria eat the way our digestion works is we have enzymes too, but let's keep those aside for a second. We have bacteria in our intestines that help us digest food. They have a symbiotic relationship with our body. That means they work with our body, in concert with our body. They help our body digest food. Now, whatever food you're eating is the type of bacteria you're going to be producing. So if you're eating a lot of junk food, you're going to be producing and proliferating bacteria that live off of that junk food, that thrive on that junk food. When you stop eating all of those things, they die. They have to eat things. What are they going to eat? So they die. Once you start putting in other bacteria that live off of really healthy foods and you eat those healthy foods too, you start to develop a colony of friendly bacteria in your intestines. And what we have discovered is that the bacteria in our bodies can control our hunger. They can control our appetite, our hormones, our neurotransmitters. We have 70 trillion cells in our body. We've got 500 trillion bacteria. Those bacteria have DNA. They have the ability to affect our hormonal system, our endocrine system, our glands, our neurotransmitters. They're actually in charge. We have a thought, we're depressed, we're angry, we want sugar. This is our bacteria doing this. We're just learning this. This is all cutting-edge medicine. But by really focusing on cultivating those friendly bacteria, you will get to a place where they crave the good things. And the start is the detox, because it kills the unfriendly bacteria. Do you agree, Nadia?
Yeah, and that's again why the detox is, it's like a reset. So the detox is a time when you're having several days in a row where you're not feeding that unfriendly bacteria. So your friendly bacteria is really getting a chance to get back on top and to create that nice, healthy gut flora balance. When you're in your daily life and, you have some cultured food and you're eating other things, that balance might not get a chance to really get there, depending on all of the choices that you're making, the pollution that's around, everything else. During the detox, you really get a chance to really make a leap forward with that and, you know, hit the reset button as much as possible. And then, John, I love how you say afterwards, you take the ball and run with it.
Then,
you know, the choices that you make afterwards will really help to determine what happens as you move forward until your next cleanse.
Yeah, and these bacteria, you know, they don't have fat stores of their own, so they can't last long without food. They are dependent on us to get to feed them. And that's why from an evolutionary standpoint, from a survival standpoint, they have evolved to the point where they can manipulate their host cell, their host being, which is us, to crave certain foods. So you develop a culture of unfriendly bacteria, and they are going to be craving unfriendly foods, unhealthy foods. You develop a culture of friendly bacteria, they're going to be craving healthy foods. I crave these sour, disgusting, well, most people are totally disgusting drinks that we've been talking about, sour fermented foods, salads, green juices that don't have any sweetening. I crave these things, and that's because of in part because of the bacteria that are in my had to work really, really hard to develop. Because, you know, I grew up in an environment where, you know, fluorinated water. We actually moved to an area. My father was a dentist, and, you know, the cutting edge research at the time was you needed fluoride for your teeth. We actually moved to an area that had fluoride, right? So the first thing is you're having fluoride that's killing all the friendly bacteria. Then I had ear infections like most kids and this and that. I took antibiotics at the drop of a hat and all this kind of stuff. You're killing all these friendly bacteria. And then we're eating all these diet foods that have nothing in them but junk. And so we all suffered from this. You know, this was what was out there 40 some odd years ago. We all suffered from misinformation. And so I've worked really, really hard to change the bacteria in my intestines, and I'm reaping the benefits in the sense that I'm craving really, really healthy foods, and that is available to all of us, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
Right.
Wouldn't you say, Nadia? Yeah.
Yeah, the unfriendly bacteria, it replicates very quickly. It's very, very prolific. And so when given the chance, it multiplies exponentially. But on the other side of it, it dies off very quickly as well.
Right.
When you're doing a cleanse like this and you're not feeding it and you're putting things in there that it doesn't like, that it's repelled against, like, you know, the green juices with garlic and all sorts of other things, it dies off quickly too. So that's where, you know, again, where you said, John, take the ball and run with it. So at the end of the cleanse, you know, you've killed off so much of it, then it's really nice to start, when you start eating, to just start feeding, focusing on feeding the friendly gut flora.
Yeah.
And try not to let it, you know, replicate quickly again, because it will as soon as it's given the chance.
Okay.
Mia says, and we have answered this before. Do you recommend taking bentonite clay and psyllium fiber during the cleanse, or is the chia shakes enough?
Yes, so we talked about this. That's not part of our cleanse. A lot of detoxes do recommend taking bentonite clay with psyllium hydroxide. That's not part of this detox, but you can do it. The only thing to remember when you do that, now bentonite, for those of you that don't know, so bentonite's a clay that's meant to suck the heavy metals out of your system, and then the psyllium husks, the combination of the bentonite and the psyllium husks help move the bentonite through your system. So it's a detox way. There's lots of different detox things. One really good detox thing, if you can get somewhere that has this, is the detox foot baths. I'm a big fan of those. So you put your feet in a bath for about an hour that's highly charged with negative ions, and negative ions attract positive ions, and all toxins are positively charged, and they actually get sucked through your feet into the water. I love that feeling. So these are different strategies for accelerating the detox process. Another one is maybe to get a colonic, for example. All these things help accelerate the detox process, but as an at-home detox that we're doing as a group, we're not recommending the bentonite and psyllium husks. If you do the bentonite and psyllium husks as a strategy, you have to remember that the drinks that you have an hour before or after, the nutrients in the juices and the supergreens do not get absorbed into your system, and that's a problem. And so it requires a lot more organization and coordinating if you're going to go that route. So that if you do an hour before or an hour after, whatever super greens, juices, broths, you're not getting the nutrients of that. So you have to space it out in a certain way if you're going to do it that way.
And make sure you're drinking lots of water. If you do one of those bentonite psyllium drinks, follow it with a full glass of water right away.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Kathy says, should we be drinking water with lemon or apple cider vinegar when we are not detoxing? And if so, how much a day?
Yes, you should. And you should give yourself always give yourself the opportunity to keep liquids going into your system and let your body decide. There are days when I might drink a liter or two of water, and other days I might drink 3 or 4 liters or 5 liters of water. Your body will decide how much liquid it wants. And I recommend that you just keep exposing it to liquid. So if I have a sip of water, for example, I might just want a sip and that's it. Other times, as soon as I have a sip, my body wants more and more. So just keep exposing it to the liquid. Keep offering it and see how your body goes. Do you drink a lot of apple cider vinegar water or lemon water throughout the day, Nadia?
I do. Like I mentioned before, I'm always making my water different. And one thing that I do in the morning is I drink a full glass of water as soon as I wake up before I eat or drink anything else. I think of it as a shower for the inside of my body.
I do too. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I put apple cider vinegar typically in that water that I drink first thing in the morning, or lemon.
So I have a pitcher of water by my nightstand. The very first thing I do as soon as I sit up is I drink as much water as I want.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Joe asks, is there an issue with making broth on an induction cooktop? Does the magnetism affect the nutrients in the same way as a microwave?
I don't think so. What do you think, Nadia?
I'm not sure what an induction cooktop is.
Yeah.
You can have cooktops where it's actually cool to the touch, but I don't actually know how it works, but it will heat things the same way an electric or a gas cooktop will. But
I've never used one, and you have to have specific cookery when you use it. But it certainly is not going to cause the problems that microwave is going to cause. Microwaves, the actual waves in the microwave, damage the nutrients on a cellular level.
Right.
I don't think the induction does, because at the end of the day, it's still just heating it somehow. It's not creating any kind of damaging microwaves.
Okay. Roma says, is it okay to use coconut water instead of ordinary water in the chia drink?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Carla says, most of the fermented foods sound a bit dodgy to me. What else are my choices?
Choices in terms of what when we move forward?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking? Well, we'll talk a lot more about that, but sprouts, green juices, you got to ease your way into it. I would certainly give yourself, get yourself used to the taste of sour. The best advice I can give you for health is introduce sour into your life. We don't have sour in our lives. Healthy sour.
Yeah, and bitter too.
Sour and bitter. Introduce sour and bitter into your life. The dodginess that you're talking about is really just sour and bitter. And those are really healthy things.
Sharon asks, so can we drink the juice from the fermentation during the detox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love doing that.
That's a big yum.
All right. Renee asks a really interesting question. What if you don't metabolize fat very well? Should I try it in the tea? Maybe the detox will also help resetting this. I don't have a gallbladder either, so I have to be careful with fats.
Yeah. So I would stay away from the drinks that have the coconut oil or the butter or the chia seeds for this week. And then going forward, when you do start eating, I would make sure that you have a digestive enzyme with bile. That your digestive enzyme can't be just a plant-based digestive enzyme. It actually has to have bile in it.
Okay, thank you. Fran asks, could you tell us again how much water liquids to drink per day?
Yeah, I can't do that. I can tell you to continue every half an hour to introduce liquids into your body and let your body decide. That's all I can say. So when you take a sip, you might want 2 or 3 glasses. You might want just a sip. I don't ever want you to force yourself to drink more than you want. That can be dangerous. But what I would want you to do is introduce liquids every half an hour and let your body decide how much it wants.
Okay, thanks. Anya asked a very interesting question, and I think a lot of people have probably already started to think about this. How do we fend off questions about why we are not eating this week? I don't know that I feel like discussing it with anyone or feel that I should have to explain. What would be a quick and polite response back? I was told today that my tummy was unsettled. What I said today was that my tummy was unsettled and I was drinking broth to help myself. Do you have any other good responses?
You can say that, but cleansing is pretty out there these days. I mean, people hear about, I'm just doing a cleanse. People know what that is, and I'm just doing a cleanse, for a short-term cleanse to detoxify. What do you think that is?
I think whatever works for you. So in certain situations, saying that I'm doing a cleanse is going to be very comfortable. In other situations, you might be faced with kind of personalities that want to attack that. And so in that kind of situation, I would do what Anya did, you know, just little white lies are fine. You know, say something like, you know, I'm recovering from food poisoning, or, you know, I'm not, whatever's comfortable for you. I'm not telling you to lie. I'm not telling you that you need to do that. But if it's a situation where you know there's really aggressive personalities that are just waiting to attack anything you say about a cleanse or any sort of holistic therapies, then you might just want to sidestep that by saying something that'll cause people to just not worry about you anymore.
You know, Nadia, as soon as you said that, you know, and people that won't want to attack that, the thought came into my head that I'm just wondering if, just the same way, you know, we're just now discovering that the unfriendly bacteria in our intestines can cause, we know this now that unfriendly bacteria can cause sugar cravings, because that's what it lives off of, and it can control our neurotransmitters. It can control control our hormones, so it can control our tastes. It can control our moods, right? I'm wondering if it can go as far as to control the way we feel about somebody else detoxing, because somebody else detoxing, like that concept of detoxing getting out into the general consciousness, would be a threat to the actual bacteria in that person. And if there's some way that's motivating them to attack that as soon as they sense some kind of health that's going to kill them out, it's signaling some kind of aggression. It's signaling aggression in that person to make them want to attack it.
I can definitely see that there's some reality to that energy, you know, those energies.
It's like bacteria are ruling our body. You know, we think we're a person, we're like in charge of everything, and we're just this host to trillions of bacteria that are in charge here and that somebody else is doing something good for them.
Exactly. And the flip side, or not the flip side, but to add to what you're saying, is that as you're going through the cleanse and you're you know, killing off the unfriendly bacteria in your own body, and you're building up your own healthy gut flora, you're also going to be cleansing the environment around you too. And you might find that this happens naturally this week and as you move forward, that, you know, certain people that are very abrasive and aggressive and not really supportive to you, maybe those will be people that will naturally move away from you because they're not finding a supportive environment in your now newly cleansed environment. Yeah. And what you will do is probably, hopefully, attract more supportive, more nourishing people to you. So then, you know, in that way.
That's so interesting. Go ahead.
Just to add to what you said, you know, based on the same way that those unfriendly bacteria, there's many places for them to proliferate and be happy and find company. And they will go and find those. If it's not with you, they'll go and be happy somewhere else. And then hopefully the space will be filled with nourishing people for you.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, you're changing the bacteria. You're changing when you have a body that has less toxins and less unfriendly bacteria. In reality, you are changing the energy in your body. You're changing the vibration. You know, our bodies have a vibration. Our brain cell, if you look at your brain gives out a certain frequency, a vibration. Our whole bodies, our heart gives out a vibration. When you meditate more, you change the vibration of your brain. When you change the bacteria in your intestines, you're changing the vibration in your stomach and your intestines and your liver. You're actually changing the vibration in your body. What I find is when you change the vibration in your body, you change the vibration outside of your body. So you go into different living environments. All of a sudden things are calmer, or you're in a more natural place where there's more nature, or you're in a different job or relationship or situation where there used to be a big problem or an aggressive person. That person isn't there anymore. You change the inside and the outside changes.
I've seen this in my life so many times over and over again. It really, really does. It's not just something I'm saying. It's something that I've experienced where the people I've gone into situations where there has been very, very aggressive people, lots of gossiping, rumors, backstabbing, all sorts of that kind of stuff going on. And it dissipates. If we consciously put positive energy into it, it dissipates. And those people end up going somewhere else to play.
Yeah, and I know, Nadia, both you and I have experienced in our coaching, when we do the ultimate coaching and we're working with our clients, their vibrations are changing and their life starts to change. You know, as soon as I see someone say, you know, something's happened, there used to be this aggressive person in my life, whether it's a boss or a relationship, saying that, you know, that's gone away.
Right.
There might be, you know, some concern, short-term concern. I always can see that there's a reason for that, because you're getting into a better situation. And so many times I've seen people will get into much better situations that don't have the aggressive boss, the aggressive partner,
right.
the problem. You know, you change your vibration inside, which is what we're doing right now. You change the outside world.
And it also helps to cleanse your mental space too. Sometimes I've seen so many people, especially when I worked in Thailand, people would come for these cleanses and they would be holding on to certain perceptions about things or about people. And then once they create that space in their body with the cleanse, it's like flicking a switch inside their head. And all of a sudden they realize, wow, I don't need to think of it that way. It actually isn't as what I've been thinking of it as all these years. And things just flip. And then from that point, just everything changes.
Okay.
Vanessa asks, should I take my homeopathic remedies this week or skip until after the detox?
Yeah, what do you think, Nadia?
Homeopathic remedies. So I would say that if you could hold off on them, if there's something that you could hold off on for a week and let the cleanse work just on its own, then that might be a nice way to just get to know your body as the cleanse is happening without a lot of added things going in there. If it's something that is really important for you to take, then, you know, I would say go ahead and do that. Just really listen to what your body's telling you about that. I like the idea of doing cleanses without a lot of extra added things as much as possible, so that you can really, really listen and get to know your body more, get to know the messages your body's receiving or giving you and receiving.
Mm-hmm. I might even take it a step further, Nadia, and say that, you know, after you're done the detox, you might want to go back to your homeopath and be retested to see what the appropriate homeopathic remedies are for you, if at all, because you will have changed so much that whatever it is that you're working on may not be appropriate anymore. It may have been taken care of. That can happen.
Okay. Adam says, I plan on starting an exercise program called the P90 after the detox to get into better shape.
Yeah.
Will we still be able to consume the necessary proteins, et cetera, to build muscle?
During the detox or
no,
after?
No, after, yeah.
I don't understand. What do you mean, will you still be able to? Why wouldn't
I think what he's meaning is, because before you said, once you've done the detox, the main thing is to continue to run with the changes that you've made.
Oh, no, you want protein. No, yeah, once you're done the detox, you want protein for sure. You're going to want as much protein as your body wants. You give it. And just make sure it's good protein, either animal protein or quality protein supplements. You don't want things like tofu because real starchy types of proteins like lentils and beans, unless they're sprouted. But if you're eating animal protein, then good quality grass-fed animal protein. Now you definitely want protein. The one thing I would say about the P90 is you don't want to overtrain. If you overtrain, you will have a problem sustaining your weight loss, losing weight and sustaining it. So you want to have more rest days than most people suggest in the P90 and also many of these exercise regimes. They tend to cause a chronic stress because of the overtraining factor. You want to have at least 3 solid days of rest. And solid days of rest, we're not doing anything else but just resting. You can hit it hard on the exercise days, but you have to seriously rest on the rest days. You need to recuperate in order to keep your body from overtraining. It's a really crucial point.
Okay. Laurie says, I normally take my thyroid meds in the morning without food. How long do I wait to take my probiotics?
How long do you wait to take your probiotics?
I think what she means is in the morning, because, you know, the theory is that you're supposed to have your probiotics on an empty stomach. And she's taking her thyroid meds first thing in the morning. So how long should she wait till she...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can take them at any point. You can wait or not wait. It's not an issue the way I see it.
Okay. Adam asked, could you just explain the directions for the foot detox again, please?
It's called a detox foot bath. Do some research, see if somebody in your area has them. You can actually buy them online too. I think you can buy them. If you buy them on eBay or something, or used, they're cheaper. But they're an actual bath that has an electron an electron charge in it that creates a positive ion. So look up detox foot bath and you can research it. It creates a positive ion charge, sorry, a negative ion charge. And positive ions can get sucked right through your skin. You know, you have positive ions in your shoulder, like a negative, you know, some kind of toxins. It doesn't even have to go through your bloodstream. It just goes right through your skin. And they're very, very small particles, and they get sucked out of your body. And the water turns all dark. And there's all kinds of controversy. Is it real? Is that why the water turns dark? But one time I was in Thailand, and I did a detox for 12 days. And I did a detox foot bath every single day. And the first couple of days, the water was so disgusting dark. And then the last couple of days, it was darker color, but it wasn't anywhere near like the way it started. So whatever it's doing, and the way you feel, the way your feet feel afterwards is really good. So I believe it's sucking toxins out, and it's kind of cool. You can go to a place to have it done, or you can buy one yourself. I think they're kind of expensive. I don't know how expensive. Nadia, do you know at all with the detox foot baths?
I don't know about how much they cost.
Yeah, so they probably cost $500 or $600 online, but you know, you can go and get it done at a detox place near you. But do some research on it. They're kind of cool.
Okay. Debbie says, I don't have a gallbladder either, but I'm not bothered by coconut oil, so is it okay for me to have?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all the questions we have at the moment.
Excellent. All right. So that's it for today then. And we will be here every day this week. As I mentioned, we've got webinars. The next one is an excellent, really great one about detoxing your home. And Janine, who works with us, who's an integrative nutritionist, is going to be talking about different ways to, going forward, cleanse your home. And cleanse your body in a way that you're not using toxins all the time, because it's amazing how toxic some of those cleaners are. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be having webinars every day, but really the webinars are here just to support you as you're going through and to answer as many of your questions as you have. So have a great day, everybody, and we will speak to you in about 23 hours. So Nadia, thanks very much. Dan, Sharon, Alice, thanks everyone. Big shout out to our all-star video editor, Aaron, who won the Sunshine Coast Poker Tournament last night, Poker Regionals last night. He's not just another pretty face. He's not just a brilliant editor and videographer, but a really talented poker player. He's going to go to Melbourne in January, all expenses paid, to win who knows how many millions of dollars. So we're all going to say we knew him when. So big shout out to Aaron. And thanks, everyone, and we'll speak to you real soon. Take care.
Thanks, John.
All right. Bye, everyone.